Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, August 13th. San Diego prosecutors are planning a crackdown on wage theft. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. County leaders gave an update yesterday on the Mobile Crisis Response Team program. Each crisis team includes a mental health clinician, peer support specialist, and a case manager. Since 2021, the crisis teams have responded to 13,000 calls and served over 7,800 San Diegans. Here's Luke Bergman, the county's director of behavioral health.
MCRT is about understanding mental health as primarily a healthcare rather than a law enforcement issue, and as something grounded in patients' rights and in an understanding of how traditional responses to mental health care have often further traumatized those we are seeking to help.
Dr. Bergman says the county budget for the 2025 fiscal year will allow the program to increase from 34 to 44 mobile crisis response teams. If someone you know needs a mobile crisis response team, call 988. The San Diego Humane Society is still asking the public to adopt a pet because of a record number of animals in its care. The Humane Society hit another shelter record with more than 850 dogs at its shelters. Until September 10th, the Humane Society is reducing adoption fees by 50% to help ease overcrowded shelters. And on September 7th, they will waive all adoption fees for Clear the Shelters Day. If you'd like to adopt a pet, visit sdhumane.org/adopt. More summer weather ahead for this week. The National Weather Service says temperatures will be close to average for this time of year. In the inland areas, temperatures will be in the mid-80s. In the mountains and by the coast, it'll be in the high 70s. In the deserts, in the low 100s. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Wage theft is a crime that comes in many forms, and prosecutors in San Diego are planning a crackdown. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says one thing to watch out for is employers withholding sick days.
As of this year, all employees in California are entitled to 5 days or 40 hours of paid sick leave. It can be earned based on how much you work or offered all at once. Either way, employers have to tell their employees how much sick leave they've earned each time they get a paycheck. Kira Green of the Center on Policy Initiatives says some employers commit wage theft by discouraging their employees from using sick time.
People have accrued sick days, but there's a sort of pervasive feeling in their workplace that if you take it, you'll get punished. You'll get given a worse shift or, you know, maybe even be fired. And those things are still illegal.
You can report wage theft to the State Labor Commissioner or the City or County Office of Labor Standards and Enforcement. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
We'll have more stories on how wage theft might be happening to you in the podcast this week. Students in the San Diego Unified School District are back in school. Reporter Katie Anasta stopped by Crawford High School yesterday.
It's the first day of school at Crawford High School. Freshman Kira Kwan is feeling a mix of emotions.
I'm pretty nervous because it's like a new school and I don't really know that much people, but I'm also super excited because I like socializing a lot.
She's also looking forward to all the elective classes she'll get to take in high school. Principal Rashawn Villery says there are several new offerings at Crawford this year, including an emergency medical technician program.
They will be well prepared to enter the medical field immediately after graduation, equipped with practical skills and knowledge.
This school year starts a week earlier than last year, allowing the first semester to end before winter break. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Other districts starting school this week include Grosmont Union High, Alpine Union, Oceanside Unified, and Vista Unified. In 2019, Renee Westbrook won Best Solo Performer for her San Diego International Fringe Festival show, Shelter. Arts reporter Beth Accomando says you can head to LA this Friday to catch a new performance of the compassionate exploration of homelessness.
Renee Westbrook found herself homeless in 2009. She took that experience and turned it into the play Shelter when she was in grad school at San Diego State University in 2016. Although she did not consider herself an actress, she took on the multiple characters in the play to create a deeply affecting one-woman show.
I wanted it to be about the various definitions of shelter. The different characters have their own meaning of what shelter means. To Davina Gray, the main character, it's a home, a roof. To Lazarus, it's nobody's gonna ever hurt me again. That's his shelter, his karate.
And just cause I don't got no roof over my head don't mean I ain't got no shelter, cause this, my shelter, my karate, my shelter.
Contemporary homelessness has a deep meaning for everyone because so many people are experiencing it now. But primarily I wanted to get out there the various definitions of what shelter is because we all have different ideas of what it should be.
Westbrook will be performing her one-woman play Shelter this Friday at the Bellevue Community Presbyterian Church in Los Angeles. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Tebby Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Tuesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the Del Mar Wine and Food Festival, October 2nd to 7th. Founded in partnership with Alex Morgan, Drew Brees, and Rob Machado, the festival gathers chefs from San Diego and national TV, a celebration of SoCal culture. Tickets at delmar.wine.